Welcome to Unpacking with Jennifer. I'm your host, Jennifer Sattell. This is the podcast where we get real about all the things, from raising kids and managing family life to balancing work, endless activities, and somehow keeping your home organized through it all. As a mom and a professional home organizer, I know firsthand how overwhelming it can be. But here's the thing, organization isn't just about pretty containers and tidy shelves. It's about creating systems that work for your busy life, so you can spend more time enjoying your family and less time searching for lost shoes. Each week, we'll dive into everything from decluttering your home to simplifying your schedule, handling the chaos of kids' activities, and finding that elusive balance between work and family life. Because let's be honest, we are all trying to figure it out. So if you're ready to unpack the mess, both inside and out, let's jump into this week's episode. Welcome back to another episode of Unpacking with Jennifer Sattell. Really quick, click the like, follow, and subscribe button so you get notifications when a new episode drops. Oh. Hi, everyone. I'm so excited. As always, I continue to say how excited I am when I have a guest. This guest is super amazing. She's wonderful. She's cuckoo crazy, but she makes me laugh every single time. This is Whitney. Say hi, Whitney.
Hi.
Wow, it's not that kind of podcast.
You know, I didn't plan my hi, but there it was.
There it is. David, when he did his, he sounded like he was like a smoke show. I was like,
I haven't listened to that yet, but I'm looking forward to hearing his hi.
Where is that coming from? It's so funny. I think it's the microphone that makes us feel that we're like,
hello.
I don't know. That was really funny. Whitney, tell me a little bit about yourself, and then you can do it whatever order you want. Tell me a little bit about yourself. I'm assuming you're married because I met your husband.
Yeah, I'm married. A wonderful husband, a wonderful stepchild. It's great to be a mother of a stepchild. You have to work for that relationship. I have my 9-year-old and I have, my dogs. That's it. That's me.
You do have your dogs. And your stepson is out of high school last year, right?
Yes. He graduated 6 months early. So he did just walk across the stage in June. He'd already been off school for 6 months, but yeah. So he walked across the stage and it was lots of fun.
So, and what's he doing? Has he decided?
Living his actual best life in his room mostly. I'm just kidding.
So he hasn't had a plan yet?
He has a plan. It's just hasn't started quite yet.
Got it. He might not be ready yet, right?
But he is taking some real estate school with me on the side. Like that's our little side thing right now. You know, nothing wrong with like continuing to learn everything always.
Our brains are sponges. I love to learn new stuff all the time. And I do, actually. Like I learned that you don't give the best idea of where your directions are when you're running late. So
I don't.
She's like, oh, it's the Everett building. We're like, I don't know what that means. And then she said there's a parking lot. And again, I was like, I don't know what that means.
My ADHD is alive and well.
It's okay. And this one has it, you guys. And we're going to definitely dive into that because how we met, and she's going to really talk, but I'm going to just introduce this. She reached out to me and she was in they were in like the weeds of remodeling their house.
Yes.
And it was kind of on the downhill. I would say it was like 70% when you reached out to me.
Yeah, because
you hadn't done like the downstairs, but a lot of the upstairs was done, like the bedrooms.
Our room was like painted. Yeah.
So it was absolute chaos. I will not lie. It was absolutely.
You met me at the most embarrassing time to have people over to your house, you know?
Yeah, it didn't faze me. It was just, but the funniest thing is one of the takeaways besides we'll talk about our just clicking connection what was it that you said? And I every single thing, you know, because we're going through stuff and she, you know, they just redid this house. So they want the house to look great. This is her home. She wants it to be a home. She didn't want it to be like cluttery and just all this. And everything was, she just wanted to get rid of stuff. But she would say, if it's 20 minutes, was it 20 minutes or $20?
Oh, are you going to tell them my secret? This is my big thing.
This is the reveal.
This is money right here. This is gold, actual gold. For me and my brain, how it works and how I, you know, want to keep everything because I'm going to use it someday, don't you know? All the things I'm going to use. But to make myself not have that mindset and to not have a home full of actual crap is if you can replace it in 20 minutes for under $20, just let it go. And if it's not something you're using every day.
Right. And that was literally, I would stand next to her with a trash bag and she would say that to herself.
Every single item.
She would, you know, yes, no, maybe so piles. And it would just be like 20 minutes, $20, 20 minutes, $20.
Yep.
And
on repeat.
And we would just fill up her car every single
day.
But
it worked. And you know what? My home for like a good year was, you know how long it's been? It's been like 2 years.
I know.
I was thinking about that because I was like, I have to go through every room again. But for a hot second there, I remember you helped me get to a place where I was not embarrassed that people showed up at my house unexpectedly. That's gold.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah. It was great. But I met Whitney and obviously she mentioned it. I was not going to mention it, but she does have ADHD, which we are going to talk about because she's not the only one, you guys. I've talked about this on the podcast many a time, but it is very interesting. The dynamic is sometimes I have to reel her in and she'll wander off like a shiny object on the corner of somewhere and then she's over there. Or she'll be like, hey, I'm going to go to the kitchen and drop this off. And then I come out and she's in the garage and she has like 75 things in her hand. And I'm like standing there waiting for her to come back. And I'm like, help me, people. But I want to also talk about your little one though, real quick, because yes. Charlotte and him are only like a month or two apart, right?
Yes, I saw her yesterday at tutoring.
You did. I know. And then I saw you.
I know. You are so hard to get to look up. But anyways.
I do my best work in my car. I'm not going to lie.
And I can see you were hard at work. I was like, she's working. I told you.
I was totally like just in the weeds. But your son is 9 and he is going to go also into 4th grade. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me some fun stories about him really quick. I want to hear.
Which fun stories? Would you like the most recent?
I would like the most recent one that you gave me a little sneak peek of.
Well, the worst thing of all is I'm pretty sure that now that I've mentioned it to a few friends of mine, he's not the only one. And so let's see if maybe somebody can relate to this. So my wonderful little human that he is, he likes to play lots of games and he gets on daddy's old phone because, well, it's not locked and it doesn't have, you know, parental restrictions on it. Stupid us though, it has Apple Pay on it. Well, my little friend over there thought it was going to be a really good idea to go on Roblox and just charge things to Apple Pay. 800, not a joke, that's a real number, $800 later.
How did you find out about it though? Because obviously—
Because Mike said all of a sudden on his phone, he just kept getting like, ding, ding, like Apple Pay notifications. And he's, you know, usually at golf and he doesn't—
Yeah.
He's not on top of his phone. I mean, right. He is for business a little bit, but like notifications, I'm sorry, those things, just they're in
you
one
just,
ear
like, don't
other.
Even look at it.
Does not even face him. And he looked at us, he was just like, I mean, change, change, change. And I don't know why they all came through at once, but yeah. So he's been doing this since about the end of, well, for like a few weeks. Yeah.
And he did not think he was going to get caught.
I mean, I guess not. Because after maybe the first one, he was just like, oh, well, nobody said anything about me getting it today. Like,
well,
all right.
Let me go get some more Roblox. Let me get ripped off some more.
What game?
Yeah.
Thank you. I know, right. What game is it? Why? Okay, I hear you. Games. I play Pokemon Go. Don't judge me. Or do. I don't care.
I won't judge you.
Thank you. But Pokemon Go, if I bought all the things in the store, it's not going to add up to $800. I promise you that. And like, Jace did this one time, okay, who's now 18 and would never, and he's, you know, a good kid. Bless him. But like, he had a similar experience, but his grand total was $250, and we were so mad. And that was, well, like 7 years ago, and he racked that bill up somehow on like our Verizon bill on his Xbox.
Sure.
You know, everybody's got to be aware.
So, did you guys confront Jet last
night? Oh, you think? Yeah.
Did you or Mike?
Well, I wasn't home. I was at getting my hair done, and I got
a
phone
call.
So
Mike confronted him.
Yeah. Mike was a little. He doesn't really get angry, but he was angry.
Well, he should be. I mean, that's a lot. It's one thing to be like, even if he just did it a few times. I mean, that's a chunk. That means he was testing the waters.
I mean, he wasn't testing anything. He went full blown. He's like, let's do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go big.
I'm now the owner of Roblox.
Yeah, I bought it. He's like, I'm just going
to
buy everything. Roblox is mine, and
I own it.
Thank you.
That is bananas.
I think my dad works hard and, you know, doesn't go to work anymore. He goes to golf, so I'm pretty sure I can do whatever I want. That's my go-ahead, I guess.
We just live in a bed of money, so I'm just going
to... I know. I was like, is the dog crap turning into money in the backyard?
I know. Oh, my God. That's crazy. When you texted me that, I was like, holy fucking shit. Like,
has Charlotte never done anything like that? Oh, well, bless your heart. Okay, well, my friend's kid has, and my other friend's kid has, and other people have.
I mean, Charlotte is, you know, she's...
like the best human, and I heard she was very disappointed in hearing your language.
Oh, God. That was a heartbreaker. She turns it down. Mommy, I'm very disappointed.
You broke my heart.
Disappointed.
My heart broke for you. That
God.
Was rough.
I was like,
it was rough to hear even just like over and listening.
Like, God, you should have saw my face. I was like, this is a failure.
Ugh. And she knows. She got you, I think, maybe. But she's so sweet.
So, obviously, you have a stepson. Let's talk a little bit about that. I want to talk about how, because you've... So he's been in your
So he was
orbit.
Jet's age when I came into his life. So Jet is now the age he was when I...
Okay, I didn't
actually
know if
Jet's
it was like,
a little bit older.
Yeah.
No. So yeah, and I've thought about that since Jet turned like 8 because that's exactly when Jace did not like me at first. I mean, I have had to work for that relationship, but it's been one of the most rewarding ones in my whole life.
Yeah.
That's pretty great. Cause I mean, you hear these like horror stories and you guys have a really good.
That I have worked my tail off.
You know, and you know, you guys have a, it seems to be, I mean, he's kind of a quiet kid anyway. He's not, maybe around me.
But it's crazy because like sometimes, yeah, which is crazy. And I don't ever want to tell him to be quiet, but like some man, when he gets going and he's excited about what he's talking about, I love that he can just go on and on.
But he talks to me about his mom now.
Oh, that's interesting. That's good.
It's like, I mean, and I hate to say, but it's like the greatest feeling in the world to know that he can now officially, like, it's just something that we talk about. And he doesn't want to really see her. And I'm the one encouraging him to. And it's, I'm like, I never saw this day coming. But
that just shows like the leaps and bounds your guys' relationship is. Yeah. But he, I mean, you guys have, I mean, you wouldn't, you guys have a really good rapport, I feel. And then Jet's coming around. Like he was so silent. Remember when I first came to your house?
Oh, yeah.
Like the second he saw me, he would run the other direction.
We literally stayed at my niece's house for 4 days. He didn't say one word the entire time we're there. I didn't know that's possible. He wouldn't do it for ice cream.
Right? You and like,
I don't know anything about that. What is being shy? I don't understand. I don't speak so shy.
I mean, I was shy as a kid versus now. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
so that's weird to me.
But even my shyness was not at that level.
Like
mine
painful.
Was more like in junior high and high school, like if boys were around, I would like, you know, like just, especially if they were cute or whatever.
You get tense,
or
they're kinda,
that kind of shy, like I would just like look at my feet, not say anything and just be bright red. But I would still talk to my little friends, you know, my girlfriends or whatever. But I was definitely shy. I wasn't nearly as outspoken and like just all over the place that I am.
I was, believe it or not, I used to not be outspoken.
I don't believe it.
I mean, I kind of always was, but like that was not in like public though. And then like now, like ask me to speak publicly. I mean, I'm not excited about it, but I'll do it.
Yeah. I'll do it, but I guess whatever. You got to pay me in hugs or something. So what do you think? So let's take, what do you think was the hardest thing being a parent besides the fact those first 6 months when they were born? Do you feel it was when they were, when Jet was tiny, or do you feel like it's more now? Like, because obviously sleep deprived, you know, you're going through the whole, like, please don't let me kill this baby.
Right. And hats off to me because I had an 8-year-old that hated me and was working against me. And looking back, I might not be an amazing human and I might suck at a lot of things in life, but I mean, sometimes I got to stop and give myself credit because I don't know how I survived that. I mean, I was baking cakes and making, you know, flames out of like, you know, candy that you melt in the oven and stuff with like a brand new, I don't know how to cook. I really got good at taking care of myself and suddenly I have two kids. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on a minute.
Whoa.
I mean, it was quick. It was like, boom. Hey, here you go. Good luck. And I had to just hit the ground running and is pray that I didn't.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're all still alive. So that's a great,
So what do you think is harder though? Do you think it's—
That is really a hard
now,
question.
Do you think it's now or do you think it was when they were younger? Because I feel like, and I was talking about this with another friend and she was actually on one of the episodes. And if you're my number one subscriber, you'll know.
I am.
And you like and follow. Mm-hmm. But she said, you know, they give you all the books and the tools for like
what to expect when you're expecting.
Yeah. And like when they do this and when they do this, but when you're in the weeds and, you know, like when I was telling you how there's a couple little girls that were mean to Charlotte or she has a meltdown for, you don't know what the hell fuck shit happened. And you're just looking going, what's going on? And all those things. Right. And it's like, I mean, I never really read those books anyway because I was like, whatever.
I had them. I did not read them.
I had one. And then I was like, I read like two chapters and I fell asleep and that was the end.
Says like 90% of mothers who didn't read that giant 3,000
page book. Yeah, I was like, and there's some people that have 400 of them and they probably didn't read them either. But I feel like now— like
but they had it and that's the important part.
Yeah. You have to like really kind of like figure out how to navigate some of the emotions. And you have a boy, so I'm sure it's different.
So different.
I mean, you've met Charlotte. And she's such a little girl.
And you talk to me and you're speaking French and I don't know anything about what your life is like.
Yeah, you're like, she's doing her homework and she talks and she says just sentences to you and she does this and that. But I sometimes feel like, you know, I feel like I don't really kind of know what to do on some of these
things. Really? Because I feel like you always are like the best mom. Like your reaction is always so... okay, honey. Like, I feel like you're very calm and like inclusive. And me, sometimes I'm like, I'm just spastic and mean. because he doesn't respond to much else.
I do scream in my pillow a lot in my room.
Oh, me too.
And occasionally I cry. Yeah, I occasionally cry too. But with her, I just, you know, you just do what you weren't. I wasn't around that with my mom. Okay. My mom is awesome. But my mom was a single.
So we're doing the opposite of what our parents did because we think that we're messed up. Oh my gosh, this is fascinating. That's so interesting.
My mom wasn't that person. She still isn't. My mom loves me. She'll tell me she loves me, but that's only, I've always known my mom loves me.
That is crazy. So my parents didn't tell me they love me until I moved to Utah and decided, I love you. You know, truckers. Hey, love you guys. Love you. And that became our thing. And my mom says it every time before she hangs up the phone now. And I still do, which is love you, bye. But yeah. How weird is that? Who doesn't tell their kid they love them? Bless you if you're listening to this, but I doubt they will. But anyways.
But people do. Bless you. Bless you.
I love you. No, thank you for letting me live.
There's just things that you don't think about. Like, I never paid attention my mom said it. But ever since Charlotte has been blessed into our world, my mom is a totally different person with
grandmahood.
Charlotte.
Yeah, makes you.
Yeah, and she's so awesome. I mean, I seriously sometimes will watch my mom with her and I get like teary eyed because, but my mom was like a single working mom. So she had two jobs.
So she was busting her butt. Yeah. And I mean, her world was different than yours.
Very different. So when I see it now, I'm always like, Mom, when I see you with Charlotte, it just melts my heart to butter.
Because that's the mom she probably wanted to be, but you know,
she had to do what she had to do.
And hey, you turned out pretty good. So
I freaking did. You know what? I still use Sweet and Low, but I don't do heroin. So whatever. Whatever, people. People will be like, you know, Sweet and Low is so bad. I'm like, yeah, but I could be doing heroin. So fuck off. But I love Sweet and Low and I don't care. I don't care if it has whatever in it.
Yeah, all the bad things.
I don't care.
We're all going to die from cancer from the sun and stuff. Anyway.
Whatever. I just laid out for 3 hours. Fine. Whatever. Anyways, but what do you think is the hardest thing? Like
I wish you would have asked me any other question because that is actually the hardest question because they were both. Have their challenges, I'd say very equally in different ways. It's just so different, but like the challenges, when they were babies. I mean, kind of think of it full. Just because Jace drives now, and that's like so nice.
I can only imagine.
He can like help me with the crock pot and stuff, you know, like he can, I can teach him simple things.
By the way, if you guys don't know this, you don't know this. Whitney, she does not know how to cook. And since
I do now.
Since I've been there the first couple times, I've probably helped her about 2 years now, right?
Yes, exactly.
And I remember she was like, you know, I mean, there's just all these cans of food. And I was like, why with the cans? And then I realized she follows recipes that are to the T, which I don't know anybody that does that, but she does. And it's usually crock pot food.
Because that's what my family likes. And it works.
Hey,
at least put it on the table, okay? That's a win for me.
But two years ago, there wasn't any of that. And then one day she's like, I have to get this meal together before we start in the crock pot. And I'm watching her and she's measuring out like the tablespoon of pepper. I'm like, you could probably just go willy-nilly on the pepper because it's just pepper. But she's following it and she's doing it and she likes it. And one day she was like stirring stuff with like a spoon. And I was like, shit got real. You're not even just throwing it in a crock pot. Now you're stirring.
I'm stirring things in pans. Like I have this one really fancy thing I make and it's like got a bunch of ingredients. And I have to cook the chicken like, you know, right then and there, like on the spot. And I learned what deglazing is. I sound so fancy, but it's really easy and it makes your food delicious.
Lesson learned.
I know. If anybody wants some amazing recipes, I have like four. And one of them, I made it myself. And I did a little video. I should like share it. Me like doing it in my kitchen. Because I'm like, the world needs to know. This is easy. And other moms like me, there's got to be somebody out there who doesn't know how to cook very good and wants to make good meals for their family that are quick, easy, and they're going to have their socks blown off.
Socks are blown off. Even if you're not wearing them, guys, they're blown off.
It's really good. Even my sister likes it. Both of them.
Yeah. You have, you're doing a lot of things in terms of, we talk about certain things work-wise. And one of the things was you were maybe going to go, because I think before you had your son, you were going to nursing school or you were a nurse. I don't remember.
I'm not an RN. I wanted to be an RN, but I was just a CNA, a certified nursing assistant. So I was, you know, wiping butts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Caregiver. Oh my God, dreams do come true.
Yeah.
But a while ago, I think it was like a year ago, let's just say for time's sake, a year ago, she's like, I think I might go back to nursing school, da 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 da.
That would have been a disaster, but yes.
But it would have been, I think it would have been.
I'm glad it worked out. I didn't, but nonetheless, I agree.
And then now she has a side business, which we're going to talk about in 1 second, but just hold on that 1 second, 60 seconds of mystery right now. But you have started taking your real estate license, right? Isn't that what you're doing right now?
Yes, correct.
Which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's never going to hurt to know it. So
it's never going to hurt to know it.
Why not?
It. Yeah.
Something I can do at my own pace. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's wonderful. And and great. And I didn't know you had officially started. So that's a good thing. Because with Whitney, like a lot of people, we all have very good intentions. And sometimes she'll tell me and then I don't hear about it again. So I'm like, I don't know. But this one I've heard about. And just now she reiterated that she started. So I'm very proud of her for this.
Me too.
But your side bit, let's talk about, well, I should say side business. It's a business. And, you know, eventually if you do real estate, it would be a side business because, you know, it's not going to.
It's more like a hobby, something I do for fun. But
she has so many hobbies, you guys. Oh, P.S. Before you start your business. Okay. When I first came and helped her, this is what her opener was after she told me about the, they're going through like, you know, they redid the whole house. She's like, I bought this craft box.
Okay. We are not sponsored, mind you, but I'm about to blow it up. When you just go
tell
right
me
ahead.
The name of the craft box because we'll put it,
it is
in
now.
Do you remember the name of
now
it?
Now that you put me on the spot, no, it's called Create Room.
Okay, so she says, I have this. I like
write
to craft. I like to craft, and I'm thinking, yeah, so does everyone. Oh no, this thing. First of all, I think it was like $5,000, wasn't it?
Mind your business. It is worth every single penny.
No, I know, but right, that's like the base for it, right? It's like this wasn't a craft box. Like it's an old fishing box that you.
I'm talking.
It's the size of a bedroom.
It when you open that baby up,
and then you open the doors to then a like an extension, like an ADU,
so
if you will.
It's like a transformer. Yes. There we go.
It is.
It's like Bumblebee.
It even has.
With white and
it even has. I've never seen that, but that's okay.
okay. Well,
I know.
Whoa,
that's
other,
a whole other,
whole
story. Other that's a whole other episode. But anyways, but you when she opens it, this grandiose like an ADU pops out, an east wing, a west wing. It's
yes.
all this shit. It's all these containers, and then like a fucking table comes down, and then the best part is. So she's like, I don't even need all these containers. They give you so many. And then I think there's even more pieces she never bought. I mean, this thing.
Oh,
is
no,
a,
I have that. The other pieces. It's just at my office.
Okay, so she has the other pieces, but they're at her office. But we're
not
gonna
put
talk,
together.
But
two years
anyway,
later.
So I, when we first started, one of the days of many days of setting up and trying to get things situated. And like I said, we do have to kind of reel Whitney in a little bit, which I will touch on because it's you're not alone world. And honestly, it has taught me so much because as patient as I am with Charlotte in my own life, I'm not, especially driving. As if you listen to my episodes and like and subscribe, you will know that. I am not patient. I'm not a patient driver. I have road rage and I probably should seek help. But she has all, I mean, she does like her own, she has boxes for like her own nails. She's like, oh.
I have one box.
She has this thing, a
and
stamp.
And it has its own table as well.
It has its own table as well. Then she has like this stamp. She's like, oh yeah, well, I'm driving to so-and-so's flag football game. I'm going to punch something.
Not
with jewels,
while I'm driving.
But not, well, so well, you know what I mean? Like punch.
No, I made it have snap buttons so it was snapping.
Snap
so you
button,
could snap
yeah.
it close because I mean, otherwise people duct tape them and they come undone and it's stupid.
Yeah, but she does all the shit, okay, you guys? And there's all, it's such a cool thing. I'll be honest with you. I would never have that many crafts in my head. I think it's amazing. But the container itself is pretty badass. And then when you close it up, she never really does.
It's not just crafts, it is tools.
It's tools. It's everything.
It's like all my glues, it's my epoxy resin. It's, I mean, it's
yeah, she does so many things and I can't.
This will, if you are like a cluttered house or any kind of mess and you, or is you're just sick of having your stuff in like, you know, clear containers, look into the Create Room. Again, you should be sponsored by them or somebody because, I mean, this thing will change your life. And it's like, I go there for everything. It is my life source. I even tell my husband,
it's
the best money we've ever spent.
And we've redone it. And it's honestly a really cool thing. But
it is
she,
so functional.
But she then also, so she does that shit. That's like shit at home. Then she's like, one day when we were first working together, the first few months, she's like, well, you know, I have like an office or like a shop inside my husband's, like he has like a building thing office.
It's an industrial storage unit. And that's where he keeps his tools.
He keeps all his tools. And then there's like a room and the room is hers.
Yeah.
And that's where she does. Dun, 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 dun. It's been longer than 60 seconds, but here it is.
Permanent jewelry.
Yay, permanent jewelry. It's actually really cool. And I want to ask you this because we've worked on that room a lot.
And it's beautiful. It sounds
scary. Is it 100%?
No, but it's close.
It's close. Yeah. We did some stuff and it really came together. She did most of it. Obviously, she's ordering stuff and the way she wants it is very specific. But honestly,
well, because it's like in an industrial, like it sounds scary because it's right, like an industrial, like, you know, industrial warehouse. Like,
why
do you have it? Like, definitely not for foot traffic, but it's like, I want my space to still be beautiful because it's permanent
beautiful.
Jewelry and
it's beautiful.
I don't do anything less than like high quality. And so my space has to be.
You do high quality, but on a Temu. Budget.
No, right, because I have, my overhead is tiny because I'm hiding inside of this,
It's so
place.
Funny, you guys. So You don't do a lot of Temu, do you? It's more Shein.
Oh, no, Temu, no.
But people...
Temu's beneath me. I Shein it up. My order's on the way right now.
She'll be like, can we put these wheels on the bottom of this trash can? I'm like, wow, I never knew these are rolling wheels on this trash can. She's like, Shein.
Yeah,
and I'm like, but she'll have stuff. She's like, oh, I got this. And oh, I got this. And she'll, and I'm like, oh my God. Like,
I have a problem. And you know, some other people might as well.
They do. They actually do.
And when you have a problem on Shein, it's not as expensive.
It is a true story.
You can still eat dinner and you can still have a problem, you know?
But she finds some stuff and I'm like, I wouldn't even think that they had it. You think like it's clothes and like maybe some accessory. I mean, she's like getting wheels to make her trash can roll. There's like stuff for her business. Like we're adding these magnetic things. And I'm like, this looks amazing. Like you would never know. So obviously
you
want it to look
that.
Great. Yeah, no, she has some great stuff and we're getting that really dialed in, but she does that. So
and my
you guys
genius are, idea for where how to keep your permanent jewelry, if there's any permanent jewelers out there looking for an easy way to like, you know, on the go, keep your chains. Remember? You remember? Yeah, you do.
I do. I do remember. Are you going to say it? No, it's for people who only come to UC.
No, it's really smart though. It's that you put it on a bobbin for sewing machines that I don't use or have or know how to use. But I was like,
That's right. What
can I wrap them around? And they were empty bobbins. Like, first of all, who's buying those? Who's buying an empty bobbin so they can put their string on it? Like, who's, I don't know. But nonetheless, I'm like, I'm wrapping my chains around it. And then little tiny case.
It is.
And
it's so great.
It's all my gold in one little place. And I'm just like a...
She's awesome. And honestly, permanent jewelry is really cool. And she's really great at it. She does rings. She does jewelry. She does personalized. She does all this stuff. And honestly, if you guys ever, you know, think about it, I'm trying to tell her that she needs to go and like showcase it like maybe at like a farmer's market or like one of those like vendor markets, you know, where they do like seasonal, like
exactly.
Maybe during the holidays and stuff. So hopefully this round.
I want to maybe do it at Stagecoach this year.
Yeah. Because
I need some help.
I think it's a trend right now.
It's a
huge trend right now. And I think but she had to get all this stuff together. We had to line up all the T's and dot the I's and cross the T's and she's
but
almost there.
I'm glad that I didn't just open right away because you really have to learn before you go like, you know, marching into this. And like the people are like, I'm a permanent jewelry artist. And they're like out there without argon gas, which to most people they're like, who? Without what gas? Why do you have gas? But it's like, right, you don't want to have your welds be exposed to the oxygen because if they are, then guess what? They're going to be brittle. They're going to break. So you're going to charge somebody $800 and then they're going to give you a review of 0 stars because their jewelry fell off in a week and a half and now they don't have their chain because it's in the bottom of like, you know, whatever. And that's not
Lake,
cool.
Lake Stagecoach.
right. It fell off while you were, you know, having too much fun.
Yeah.
And I don't want my name associated with anything I haven't tried and I don't know.
No, and everything she does is just, it looks great. It's wonderful. So for those of you who are liking, subscribing, and being my number one subscriber, you will know that I do try to support all of, not even just women, but small businesses, but women and small businesses. This is really cool. And it's something that, you know, I don't have a lot of people that I deal with. Even when I go to clients' houses, I have one person like just started dabbling in it as like probably a hobby for herself.
Oh, really?
So, but that's it. I mean, I go to houses every day. And so this isn't one. There's certain things I see a lot of and I'm like, all right.
Like what? I'm just curious.
Like what? What do you mean?
Yeah, well, like what do you see a lot of?
Real estate. Everyone's doing real estate.
But that's fine. Okay. Yeah, that's okay.
Everyone's doing real estate. Because
and there's a reason. You know what? They're not making more land. There's a tip for you.
They're not making more land.
So, if you think the cost is going to go down for real estate, well, you're probably not right.
Probably not right. But yeah, so support, you know, if you are interested, like I said, also at the end of every episode or when you go on, you can always see a link to her website. Any questions, you know, you can reach out to me or her website.
I've been doing it. Sorry, I'm very proud of myself.
What?
My website, I've been building it. They finally let my domain go because I typed in some stupid things when I was new. And I typed it my domain name into this horrible website, web.com. Don't do it. I don't know if we're allowed to say that. You can edit it out. But I'm just throwing them out there because, you know, that was the dumbest thing I ever did. They hold that hostage for like a year and a half.
Ugh. That's so terrible.
But I have it back now and it is a beautiful website. Thank you.
No, and she's, it's a really great business. It's fun. It's just fun and it looks great and whatever. But she's going to do real estate. She's going to change lives. She's going to do all these things.
I don't know about
that. She's maybe a nursing real estate agent, permanent jewelry maker. We don't know.
Okay,
maybe a chef at Cordon Bleu. We don't know. We don't know yet because she's stirring. Now she's in the stirring phase and also deglazing, guys.
I'm a well-rounded.
But as we
human.
Say, a lot of it is conversations that we have because people are not alone, right? They're not alone.
We all feel like we are at times, but no, definitely not. Like, you are never alone. There's somebody out there going through the exact mud puddle or a similar one that you are.
Absolutely.
If you just look around and, like, know where to turn, which, you know, thank goodness for the internet.
we aren't alone. Mommy groups was a place where I realized we are not alone.
And
right?
I love that you're on there, and I love that the other moms are all like recommending you.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
That's where I found you, and I'm so grateful.
Okay, let's take a quick break. Click the like, subscribe, or follow button on any platform that you're using, and that will give you notifications when the next episode drops. Now back to the show.
Whitney and I obviously have become friends because she has a great spirit. We just laugh every single time we're together. I mean, a lot of it after a while is just maybe a little making fun of each other. I don't know.
I cackle.
One day, I have to tell this story because it lives in my brain for free and also my nostrils.
So, I can't wait for this one.
So her parents were moving, and you know, there was some like kind of, you know, like memory stuff,
heirloom
yeah. kind of stuff, and just like, you know, stuff that needed to be, what's it called? Silver, what do you call it?
Silver.
Cleaned.
Oh, yeah, sterling silver. So you want to get silver polished.
You know, everything was tarnished. Tarnished. That was what I was looking for. So she says, Jennifer, can you totally help me with this? And I was like, oh my gosh, Whitney, of course. And
I have this brand new bottle. This is the most amazing silver cleaner.
I found this silver cleaner that's amazing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and I'm going to get a bowl and I'm supposed to put this stuff in. And she's kind of, I think she might've been trying to cook at the same time. I can't remember the exact setup,
but you were in the kitchen,
I opened the bottle and I poured it into the thing of water. Imagine 1,000 rotten eggs in an Arizona Phoenix dumpster on the hottest day ever in maybe also the depths of Death Valley, and 1,000,000 farts. Yes. And then Brussels sprouts.
And then light them all on fire.
And then lighting them all on fire and then gagging.
And then standing over the smoke while inhaling deeply. Yes.
And going.
It
and
burns
like,
your nose hairs.
Something smells Whitney really bad. And that was just essence before it even entered the water.
Oh my gosh.
It entered the water and I died and had to revive myself. And then I'm like, wait, and we're like gagging. And she's like,
this is. I was like, what did you do?
We're like gagging. And she's like, this is supposed to be the best stuff. And I'm like, we're going to fucking die here. This is it. It smelled so bad. And every once in a while, I remember this. I talked about the smell for like 2 weeks to anybody who'd listen. I would stop people in the corner to be like, there was a silver stuff, I got to tell you. And it smelled like death. And she's like, it really did.
That
I will say this,
crazy.
Though. It worked.
It worked so well. It was, you just dip it. And I'm sorry. If you can mind the noxious fumes, it is so satisfying. If you put it in a smaller container, by the way, not so noxious. So if you have a small job, highly recommend 5 stars. If you don't have a small job, go outside, wear some gloves, and you know,
and a nose plug.
Amazing, yeah, and a nose plug, and it's literally going to change your life
forever. And then
because
like,
it was so bad, and our nose hairs got burned together.
Oh my god, we were laughing so hard because I'm like, versus like something smells, and they were like, no,
oh
this
my gosh,
smell.
This is not a smell. This is brain damage in a bottle.
This is in our body. I'm swallowing it. I'm eating it. I'm chewing it as a sandwich. It's terrible. We fucking laugh so hard. There's so many stories. But I do want to touch on this one story. And when I say story, I mean just life. Is we've mentioned that you have, what you talk, because I can talk forever. You tell me what are you comfortable with talking about?
I got that
ADHD, right?
Attention deficit. I'm hyperactive and it's a disorder.
I feel that you are 100% hyperactive and maybe 80% of the attention. Because you are very hyper. Like, even when you, not necessarily physically, like you have, like you're running around, but you just.
I talk faster than most people can, like,
even. You talk so much faster than ever.
And me, I'm like, why do you all talk so slow?
I know, like, get to the point today before we die.
You were talking to me on my way here, and I was like, are you trying to slow me? I thought you were trying to, like, hinder my progress. Because I'm like, wow. And I see, it's moments like that I realize I have a problem.
So one of the things that I learned right away, and I can tell, I've been going to houses so many times, and you know, I can see certain signs with different personalities, different things. Some people are very open, like I have this, or I am this, or I have this, you know, whatever. And you told me, but you didn't have to tell me. Right.
Well, I mean, right. Me. But I come with a warning. Yeah.
You kind of like, oh, is my ADHD kicking in? After about a few minutes when I was like, this is, yeah. And I just, that's what
you just thought I was really excited about life.
Yeah. You were very all over the place, which is a very common thing. And it's not anything to, like I said, you're not alone. And it's something that is, you hired me
to reel me in and
to partly kind of, because your thoughts
just to, to just focus me in more because I was completely overwhelmed. My whole house is straight and array. And I mean, if you're an ADHD person, you'll understand like that. That's like, that will actually make you do the opposite of your ADHD. You would think it, you know, at first sight, it's you actually get stuck.
Oh yeah.
Which is weird. Like, doesn't that seem opposite?
It does seem opposite, but you're like paralyzed. Like, where do I start?
Exactly. It literally paralyzes me. When I feel that overwhelmed, I get paralyzed and I don't even know where to start. And that's where I was. And I was like, I need to reach out for help because.
Which was wonderful because I also met a fantastic person and a friendship has blossomed. But one of the things, and I asked questions and you know, she's honest about it. It's just like, you know.
I tried to warn you.
Before
you
got there, I mean, she's all over the place, you guys, and it is okay. But I have to like reel her in sometimes because as much as you're overwhelmed, and David has it a little bit too, so I see it, and I really see it with you, and I see it with other people too, but you, like you said, you would think you wouldn't be paralyzed, but then you get laser focused on one thing.
The stupidest thing
too.
Like my sock drawer or something, like something ridiculous.
Like you'll be like, we'll make a list of when I go there, like what's our goal today? What do we need to work on today? Especially in the beginning when it was like, we were kind of on the back tail of the construction. So construction would finish something, we want to finish that room.
Yep.
Construction would finish, then we could do the, you know.
And I loved that.
So we were right behind it as fast as we could be. Really.
You made that not horrible. It was like that could have been really like a fun time in my life, but I remember it being like, and that's not one of them. Like, actually, I think of that time as like a good time.
Yeah, we laughed.
It was, you made it pleasant. And I'm not just saying that, like, for real. I mean, that could have been a very traumatic time because my living situation has been kind of traumatic sometimes
what are our goals today? What are our things? And then she would say, but before I start, so one of the things that I've caught on, and it's not for everybody, again, this is Whitney and she knows this, she'll say, okay, this is what I need to do, X, Y, Z. But before I do X with you, I have to do one thing first.
Yep.
Maybe go feed the dogs.
It's
maybe she's going to put the stuff in the crock pot. Maybe she's going to empty the dishwasher. 2 hours later, I'm still, now granted, I can do my own stuff. Thank God.
Thank God
I don't have to hold hands and sing Kumbaya with you. But it's so funny because I'm like, were you going to come back?
And I'm like, oh yeah.
And then I look and the crock pot hasn't even been turned on. She's still staring at the chicken. And it's just, it's fine. It's just, but there's certain things I'll notice that she'll focus on. Like, we have to do this. And the bottom thing is like something so insignificant. And that's the thing. Why don't we start there? And I'm like, well, okay, whatever you want to do.
And I don't know why. And that's so, but
like, it's common though.
But I thought I was just a crazy person. Like, I mean, I'm the problem. It's me. And I always thought that, but you know, it's not just me and it is, and I am not alone. Cause I realized that it's like the ongoing joke with other people that have ADHD or people that do a lot of math, I guess. hyper focus on like the one stupidest thing. That's why like, you know, and then, but then everything gets messy and then they never finish. And then it's not good.
Do you feel that that hinders a lot of stuff for you? Do you feel that you spend a lot of time in circle?
It used to. And nowadays when I'm stressed out, yes. But I also see myself when I'm not stressed out and I see myself accomplishing the big tasks. And I'm like, look, I'm doing it. Give myself a little pat, you know, because you have to.
You do a lot of stuff though. Like I remember I would leave, you know, and I'd be like, listen, I'll be back tomorrow or whatever day. Mm-hmm. And then you would like, whatever we didn't finish, I mean, you would really try to get, you know, get it, keep the momentum.
I either did nothing. I either did nothing.
It's
and it was exactly the same.
Feast or famine.
Exactly. But, or sometimes, and like I say, without you, I did my whole garage. Well, not the whole garage. Oh gosh, no. But I did like the whole back half of it, which I was very proud of.
Do you remember all that canned food?
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
How could I forget it? So come to find out in my garage, it was taking up, I mean, what, a good quarter of it? Six giant white cabinets.
His parents went on this, they went on a mission to Africa.
Yeah.
Which is amazing, right? It's absolutely amazing. Once-in-a-lifetime thing, like so amazing for many reasons.
So many reasons.
But they were kind of cleaning up the house and kind of, it was an older house and, you know, the inside, it kind of hoardery-ish, right? Ish. Yeah. We'll throw ish in there.
It was full when I moved in. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. And so it was busting at the seams. But anyway, so one day, a year after, because we every time we opened the garage, it was one of those things where.
So right, my house had been redone, but right, the garage was
the
still
garage,
the garage. And
like,
I have the before and after photos, and I think you should post them. I literally have it like in a thing where it's right next to each other on my collage.
We should actually. What's funny is sometimes I'll jump into something and I forget the before picture.
Oh, that sucks.
And I get so pissed, especially if it's something really good.
Like, and that was one, and I was so glad you took it before because I didn't think of it because I'm not photographing my garage ever.
But we would walk by a couple times, or maybe the garage would be open and we walk by, and we're like, she's like, we need to tackle that.
And then we'd close it.
Not today.
I almost made you have ADHD because you were like, Too much overload.
Yeah, or also it was hotter than balls. Like,
yes.
Like, it was just a pile of sweaty balls.
Yes.
And we were like, not today.
Yeah,
and then,
not today.
Yeah, and then one day we dove in. But one of the things was, they had added, like, all these cabinets. And it was so funny, you know.
So I'm like, what's in these cabinets? Because you couldn't even get to them.
Because we couldn't get to these cabinets. So
it was a mystery.
So her and I were like, we're ready for what's under door number one. Da-da.
And I was so excited to see what was in there. I was like, maybe there's stuff from, like, I don't know. Like, maybe it's, like, their past. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's old pictures.
Baby pictures.
Or, like, really cool stuff.
Who knows?
What was it? Tell it.
Oh my gosh, no.
Tell me what it was.
Not just expired, but like growing things that are going to like kill the whole planet, I'm pretty sure, and possibly, you know, be the death of civilization as we know it, inside of jars and cans that were stacked, I mean, 6 deep and 4 high.
And all the, and that was one, like, so
that was one.
That was like one cabinet, but then they also had all the emergency food.
It was, oh my gosh, it was all the food.
Isn't it all the food? Like, if there's an Armageddon?
Yeah. Which we have all of it new now. Like, she's been ordering it for 2 years.
Oh.
Like, every month we get a giant bucket that's going to save us and keep us alive for another month.
And really, at the end of the day, let's just say hypothetically, we never have to deal with this. But are you going to eat?
No, I'm not ever eating that rotten food. Why was so much square footage of my house being taken up by rotten food? That is a mystery. And that makes me angry that all these years, that's what is, I've lived there for 8 years before I dove into that garage and was like, look, I can't take this anymore.
Oh my God. We
8 years
literally, we could not believe how much. The real estate it was taking in this garage,
I mean,
which made it look even fuller. Because honestly, we then had all these cabinets that we could hide. We put tools, labeled it and did all this stuff.
Oh, it's an open place now that I had my kids' birthday party in.
You could have a dance floor.
It is a dance floor. I have a rug in there. You can see the whole, all of it.
Oh my God, we could not believe that that's what was taking that. Because we never, once we dove into it, we're like, we have all this room. All of my toys, all of this stuff.
Little did I know, I didn't even have to like get rid of anything. Because I was like, oh, just get rid of the, I don't know, dying, disgusting, rotting food.
Oh my God, it wasn't. And you
and
know
the
what?
Rice,
did we run
and the beans? Oh God,
there were so many rice and beans.
And by, the sugar.
By the
I can't even think about it.
The
it's really 50, exhausting.
100 pounds, and we were trying to lift this stuff. That was a good workout day, though. Too.
Oh, it was.
I
sweated. I don't have balls, but I sweated mine off.
We had buns of steel, but did we have a dumpster? And it was like filled with rice and beans,
literally,
or like a U-Haul or something.
I'm not gonna lie. It was a truck. It had wheels because we had to drive it to the dump. But I'm pretty sure the dump it imploded, and
they're
then,
like, we have food for years. oh my God, that was so.
No, we killed a flock of birds or five with that. I mean, it had to have spread some kind of horrible something. I mean,
we were like, are we supposed to breathe this? 15, 20 year old food.
I was hoping that those jars didn't snap or break before we got them to the dump because I didn't. I'm not breathing that in. That would not end well.
My gosh, that was a fun story. We've had a lot of fun stuff. And again, you have to make, I've told this too. Like when I meet clients, there are, you know, you don't know who you're going to and you just connect. I connect with a lot of
them. What kind of 60 year old food you're going to encounter?
Yeah, I don't know what,
what kind of buttholes you're going to unleash from.
We're going to find of beans and rice, but we connected and it's, you have to make it fun. I mean, like that's one of the things that I think that we.
And I love that about you. You don't
I
make
do.
Me feel, you don't make people feel bad. And like, I'm not going to lie. So I've had a person before you that I hired. I know, long ago, but and it was so. Yeah. She was a cookie cutter, you know, where she's all about everybody gets the bins and everybody gets the labels. And like, that's really nice. But like, I don't want a vaguely labeled like bin storage wall. That's not what I'm looking for. And it's not all pretty containers. And you used to say to me, and I didn't know what you were talking about. You were systems. And I was like, what, like a closet system? Like the closet mate? I didn't get what you meant when you used to say like, we have to find systems that work for you. But now I get it. Because like, literally you find like, things like simple as a basket at the bottom of my stairs so I don't have 16 shoes sitting down there every time that I, you know, walk by there.
Yeah, because sometimes we, you know, it's like, oh, I bought this really expensive, not you, but I bought this really expensive shoe rack because when they come in, the kids, and I'm like, at the end of the day, something as simple as a $5 basket that you maybe got at Ross or
like
maybe
placed systematically, I guess.
Yeah, and it works for you. And someone
else's.
And
now,
you know, or whatever it was, you know, it works for you. And that's one of the things I try to do. But I also, like, we joke, we laugh, we, you know,
a lot.
We laugh a lot because sometimes I'll be like, I don't, are you new? Like, and then
just looking at you helps me to like, in the moment of when I'm looking at my 89th pair of black leggings with pockets.
With pockets.
That,
always
have,
with pockets.
That have a hole in them. And you're looking at me and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, but they're Lulu and I see the whole lot, I'm not wearing them, but I look at your face and it just helps me get there to know that like, I actually am a crazy person.
Jennifer
and
does just, not have I, to say one word.
And you don't have to say any words. And it's funny. And I don't feel bad about getting rid of them. And later on, I've never thought about them again until, well, maybe now.
Yes. When I first, also when I came to their house, and once we got, I mean, there were so many areas we had to touch first, but one day she's like, we have to get this, Mike and I's bedroom in order. Like, we need to be able to breathe, which I always say is your sanctuary
and
room.
It is, and you're right.
You have to have that spot for you guys. Like, you know, all the other stuff, right? There's many things. But I never in my life saw so many fucking socks. I just remember, I was like, why did you buy a sock factory?
Hey, can I tell you, at least my husband is the smartest man. And I love him for that he has all the same socks.
He does. He has black Nikes, right?
Black Nike socks with a white swoosh.
Yep.
So you know what? I think that is a pleasure.
So
and
that for
I'll
that,
take that over anybody's mismatched sock nonsense any day.
I mean, you should see the mismatched sock. I could do a whole episode on people and their mismatched. But I did say to you, like, socks are probably the most inexpensive thing you can buy. So if we
Not
get to
from
a,
Nike.
No, but if we get to a point where we're like, she had bags. Bags of the mismatched.
If there's one thing that you could throw away, you know, yes. You know what? Just get rid of the whole bag. Like, don't be ADHD and don't try to go through the bag. Throw the bag out, because for under 20 bucks and under 20 minutes,
exactly,
you can replace everyone.
Exactly.
Amen.
And there's sometimes where I take that advice because even for myself, because I'm like, but I don't have that. My stuff isn't like that. It's very, when you have my brain, there are certain things I can't relate to. Like, if I have two mismatched socks in like 6 months, I'll leave them on the dryer because I know I'm going
to
find them.
Because they have to be there because you take them off only at your house.
Because only at my house. And I'm like, it has to be in the sheets because that's the only place I think it could have died because the dryer didn't eat it up apparently. And I'll go.
So you have socks that go missing too, huh?
Like two a year. Two a year
though. I mean, I have way more than that, but that's weird.
She had like literally like, you know, shopper bags. And I'm like, who's doing that? Well, when I watch TV, no, you don't. No, it's not. Never going to happen. I did a drive-by and I was like, okay, now that I know Mike has these. And then the rest, I'm like, you can fucking buy another pair for...
And that was really freeing for me. I remember, now that you mention it, I do remember you saying that to me. And correct, it wasn't all Mike's socks, so come to think of it.
It wasn't all his socks.
Because I was
once
like, I know he's got a lot of socks. Why are you hating on him?
Like, those,
I didn't
like,
even know this was a thing.
But
yeah, now that you mention it, it was Jet's socks. And then
it was like
a big thing,
human-sized bag. And I'm like, that's... One more thing for your brain. Your brain already is on.
And that was freeing for me. Like, I felt lighter.
Your brain is chaos. Your brain is absolute chaos.
Welcome to my
life. Why are we going to continue to add one more thing for you to do and then be disappointed that you didn't get to it?
And it went against my own mantra of 20 minutes, $20.
And then you said it, and then we went.
And I laughed, and I threw that thing harder.
She threw it away and didn't even look back. And it was so wonderful. And because she had got her closets done. I mean, it was really a fun, like, you wanted your closet to look nice.
I'm sorry, it does, because my niece, who is, well, she can be critical and she has every right to be, or, you know, she's a fabulous little, you know, teenager. She came in and you know what she told me? My closet looked like it's off Instagram. And that's done. I can die happy. Everything's my, can,
the end
everything.
Of my life is now. Thank you very much for
it's
playing.
It's all worth it.
Yep.
My life is complete.
I know.
This is it.
When Charlotte will say, Mommy, your hair looks good today. Because usually she's like, Mommy, what happened to your hair?
What happened to you?
And I'm like, my hair looks good. Okay, good night forever.
Well, this is it.
This is it.
What it's all for.
We touched on all the things. We talked about all the things. I want to remind you guys that there are going to be links and there will be pictures of stuff in the thing. But Of course, like and subscribe. But I definitely want you guys to just take a moment, if you get a second, check out her information, because it is really cool. She's awesome.
And if not, I'm just really fun to be around.
She is really fun to be around. I do have to reel her in, guys. I'm going to connect a magnet to her sometimes. I have to pull her in. But I want to tell you, talking to her, being her friend, we have a fondness for the same music. So sometimes we go... I'm talking her off a ledge, but we're jamming out to techno and EDM, and we're just having a great time, and it makes it much better for everybody. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here, Whitney.
Thank you.
It means a lot. As I say, I appreciate you. I love you, and thank you so much.
And thank you.
You guys, remember, all the cool kids are doing it. Like and subscribe, follow. How will you know if there's a new episode if you don't do that? Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Bye.
Bye. That's a wrap on today's episode of Unpacking with Jennifer. I hope you're walking away with a little inspiration and a few practical tips to make life at home just a little bit easier.
If you love the episode, be sure to subscribe so you never miss a new one. And if you found it helpful, I'd love if you left a quick review. It helps more moms like us find the show. Let's keep the conversation going. You can find me on social media at @Jennifer_Sattell for more organizing tips, behind the scenes moments, and a whole lot of real life. Until the next time, take a deep breath, give yourself some grace, and keep unpacking what matters most. This episode was engineered by Robert Altshuler. Music by Coldfire. Recorded and mixed at Command Recording Studios.